This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
You know, I hear this flight every week. I'm supposed to get on flight 5243. Where is it?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the listener feedback show for episode 204, or February 4th, 2008. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stapp. Yeah! How are you, Craig?
Yay! I feel like I just got this vision of you running around like Kermit.
Yay!
It's Technorama with your show, Chuck and Craig. Yay!
I'm good. I'm still good.
Hey, still hanging
get
in
this.
There.
You know, get this. Record this Sunday night, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought my neighbors were going to riot because the power was out for about an hour and a half. And it's Super Bowl, you know, right in the middle of Super Bowl. I was like, I'm just ready to go get my riot gear and go huddle in a closet.
You should have told them to go listen to Technorama.
Yeah. How could they? The power is off.
This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. You might want to go back one show or so in your podcatching client or on the website and have a listen so some of this makes sense. Otherwise, pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with us and a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called the listener line, or sent us an audio clip like these people.
Hey guys, this is Scott Reynolds.
Hi, Scott.
I thought I'd just call to tell you that I'm going to take a week off and not call the listener line. What's wrong,
right,
guys? Talk to you later.
But you just called the listener line.
Hey, what a way to let us know ahead of time. Why don't you follow up with that?
Wouldn't this be the week he was supposed to take off?
What? I don't know. Unless he time traveled. But, you know, we've done that before.
That was Scott. I think he just realized his issue.
his shoe?
He went, go! His issue.
Oh, his issue. Oh, I thought you said his shoe. Okay.
Okay, this is Skinny in Michigan.
Hey, Skinny.
Among the many thoughts I've had about what I would do on the last day at a company, there was one that I actually got to have some fun with. It was my last day at a company. And I always wondered what would happen in Active Directory if you tried to disable or delete your own account.
You can do it.
So on my last day with the other administrator who was going to be responsible for securing everything, I said, hey, let me do that. And so in a non-dumb user move, I deleted my own account and Active Directory let me do it. What can I say? I wanted to know what would happen. Bye.
Yes, if you have administrative privileges to do that, go right ahead.
Yeah.
We had not quite that scenario, but I did have an employee whose last day was Friday the 1st, and he went downstairs to have a smoke, went outside, came back in, and he couldn't get back on the elevator because somebody disabled his card at 3 p.m. instead of 4:30 p.m.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Well, the terminations list just came out. You don't act on them the minute you get them. If the person's last day is Friday, let them finish the day. Sometimes processes are so fun, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And they're not followed.
This is Skinny in Michigan again. Actually,
Skinny.
The more I thought about it, I didn't delete my account because that's a bad practice. I disabled my own account. But Active Directory let me do it. Thanks. Bye. Go Northern Michigan Wildcats.
Did I mention my alma mater recently? Is that where that came from?
Oh, is that where you went?
I went to Northern Michigan University.
Oh.
In Marquette, Michigan, home of the NMU Wildcats.
Wow. Those were the days.
It was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Hey, Chuck, Craig.
Yeah.
How about we're up?
Redo.
Yeah, you can get rid of that one.
No.
Mulligan.
Or you can edit this. Craig, edit this. Mulligan. This is a Bit Creek thing. How about we're up Bit Creek without an XOR?
Oh.
Anyway, it's early on a Friday morning. I'm driving to work. I can't think.
Have some coffee.
Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
He ain't worth bit. I'm so happy I could bit. Never mind.
Leave it alone.
He'll drop it. Okay.
Hello, Chuck and Craig.
Hello.
Well, I don't know
it's
about
Charles.
You all, but I find it interesting that this morning on the news, I hear that someone with a ship has used their anchor and managed to pull up an international cable from Italy to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yes, that disrupts things. Then I went and checked my email, and for the first time, and I don't know how long, there was no phishing and no virus trojans. No scams. None of that garbage showed up. It just wasn't there. Maybe we know where that stuff comes from. Bye.
Hey, Chuck, that's how you fix things, right? Process elimination? Well, that's one way to do it.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
Hey, you know what? That was a big story because there was, I don't know if it was just one cut or one cut affected so many places, but like India, I think, and Egypt and some other countries in that area were also affected. And it got me to thinking that what kind of liability problems would you run into if you had offshored all your call centers?
Sweet!
You know, hey, you know, voice and internet are the same for all intents and purposes. You cut one of those lines?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't...
I'm bummed. I was waiting for my confirmation from the King of Nairobi.
Yeah, I was looking for that bank transfer. Huh?
Anyway, I'm waiting for it.
Well, listen, the other thing I thought I ran into is GoDaddy or PayPal. I re-upped one of my domains, and when I paid for it, I paid through it through PayPal because I had a little bit of little bit of cash there, and it would draft the rest from my account. Well, it said the draft part was denied. I was like, okay, but money's in there, no problem. So it said it would try again in 3 days. I didn't think much of it. Well, we did something and our card was denied, and which is a different account. Somebody else I know, at least two other people I've heard, had also problems. Something small didn't go through. And I wonder if it's not getting routed through there offshore somehow.
Hmm.
So I wondered if that had something to do with it also, because it was like, other sources I heard where people had trouble with small amounts or something, or doing some kind of transaction. So,
the chat room says, the only way to stop spam completely is to cut all of the lines. Then we shall be safe at last. Oh, wait.
Was that the most secure server that you have is in the one in the closet not connected to anything?
That's right.
Yeah, well,
I don't have any viruses on my Apple II in the basement.
Yeah. So there you go.
Hi, Chuck and Craig. This is Greg Lemon from The Myth Show, long-time listener,
hey.
And I decided to take up Craig's challenge to call in the month of January. I just made it by a couple days here. Really enjoy you guys' show, and it was a lot of fun meeting you at the podcast, The New Media Expo, at your live show. Glad to put some faces with the voices that you have.
Oh, yeah?
I hope that you guys have a great year up ahead, and I'll keep listening. Thanks a lot, and have a great day. Goodbye.
Hey, it was good to meet you, too. And, hey, I want to say the challenge is technically over because January's over, but the door is always open, so please always call in, just like we say at the end of the show. And don't be afraid. We won't, bite you much.
And it was good meeting you, and I don't know. We haven't heard too many people. Whether they're going to the Vegas this year.
I know I am.
Travel plans are made.
I am.
I'm going.
Hey, and you know what?
Don't know if we're going to have a live show or not. We got to still hook up with Dr. Floyd crew and see if they're going to be doing one, and we'll partner up and share the costs and see what that's all about. But yeah. It's likely. I could see it happening again.
You know what? We need to finish up our last half of con from the bridge of the Enterprise at the Hilton. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Here, could you play this on the big screen?
Yeah, that will have to videotape. Hey,
does the captain's chair have a little video connector?
Can I put this my H2 on the dash of the Enterprise? So
it's up there where Wesley sits. You know, excuse me, Data.
Yeah, I'm gonna take one of those little Hawaiian chick things you put on your dash and my H2.
The hula bobble thing.
Yeah. And some fuzzy dice.
Only you, Craig.
That's right.
And then behind the science station, you're going to have a rifle rack, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bruce, and I'm calling in with Conspiracy of the Week.
Right.
Okay. Oh, wait. Norm,
that was really funny with the whole blue pill thing on Craig's birthday. And then I got to thinking about it, and the red pill and the blue pill. And which one is it that you take in the Matrix? Is it the blue pill that you take in the Matrix? And maybe the blue pill is just something they're getting us to take because we think it's going to help us with you know what. And really, it's keeping us in the Matrix. Oh, my gosh. Bye now.
So the Viagra stuff is keeping you in the Matrix? I was thinking about the red pill, blue pill thing. And you know how on elections, since this is an election year, they have red states and blue states?
Yes.
Think about it.
And red ties and blue ties.
What?
Well, you know, they all, if you look at all the candidates, they're either wearing a red tie or a blue tie.
Or my tie.
They may tie one on. I don't know.
Where is it? There it is. I got to keep that closer at hand.
Thank you.
Try the veal. We're on to the next voicemail.
No.
Or so we thought.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. It's Bruce. Chuck, gosh, hate to tell you this, guy, but vis-a-vis the whole ring world and it's taking forever to read it kind of thing. I mean, I went home and Wikipedia'd that after reading the show, and I'm even behind on the number of novels in the series. There's the original ring world, and there's Ring World Engineers, which, ironically enough, you mentioned things about energy efficiency. If I remember right, with Ringworld Engineers, it's been a long time since I read it, because I read it pretty much when it came out in 1980. I think that one of the main reasons why they went back was because they thought that there was not enough total energy available in the solar system to build the ring world. They had some idea, they had some concept in their minds that maybe the Ringworld Engineers had actually discovered something that was beyond what normal physics of the day would predict, and so they went to find that technology, if I'm remembering correctly. And then there's two more follow-ons. There's one in 96 or so, Ringworld Throne, and another one even 10 years after that, just a couple of years ago. So Larry has continued to build on that. Boy, that's going to take you forever. I'm reminded of Neal Stephenson's books, The Baroque Cycle, which was three really, really big hardback books, and I really love Stevenson. I love Cryptonomicon, and when I got that first big hardback book, I literally did not want to read it as fast as I would normally devour a book like that, because I knew the next one was not going to come out for a year, and I was going to spend months and months without having the next part of the story. Plus, it was very, very complex, and actually, I would read short snippets of it and then really think about what it was that he was saying, because it was giving you big brain dumps of info, even more so than Niven in his first two books. And Larry is a very information-rich writer. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to spread it out across that entire time. Thusly, I made it a library book, and as I visited the library each day, I did some reading, and we won't go into more specifics than that on the show, but that might get you into a regular reading pattern for that one. Boy, thanks, bye.
What I've discovered is reading, writing, and podcasting are mutually exclusive. You can't write while you're listening to a podcast, and you can't record a podcast while you're listening to a podcast, and you can't write a book while you're reading another book, and it just...
Well, I don't know about reading and writing. I think you can, but as far as, like, when I'm sitting there and coding, you know, like, working at, you know, doing trying to concentrate at work, If I listen to music, something like, I like Steely Dan and stuff like that, and I'll listen to Steely Dan, you know, I know the words, so they kind of get lost. But I'd work better with classical music or...
Music is one thing, but listening to, you know, say, this show while you're trying to reply to email is, it's tough.
Let me make up my point. What I'm saying is when I'm trying to listen to a podcast and concentrate on something else, like whether it's writing or writing code, when people are talking in your ear and you're trying to listen to that and do your thing, no. That's what my point was, which is just what you're saying. But if I listen to music I'm familiar with, I don't have to listen really to the words, you know, or concentrate on words. Yeah, works great. But yeah, there's no way I can watch a movie or listen to a podcast when I got, you know, I got words going into my ears. That's what I'm saying. So same thing you're just saying.
Yeah.
But as far as you can read a book and then cut off and then go write your own book, you can't do it at the same time.
No, not at the same time. Yeah.
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 But this also raises another point. This is one of my resolutions for the year. It's something I haven't done nearly enough in the past, and that's read. And I want to know what you guys read, what you're reading now, or what you would recommend for someone like me who wants to get a little more into the sci-fi realm as far as, you know, good, hard sci-fi from the, you know, any author or book that you've written that made a big impact. Right now, I'm starting to look at the iRobot series from Isaac Asimov because I haven't read it before. I'm familiar with it a little bit, but I'm not enough to say I read it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm curious what you guys would recommend, something you're reading now or in the past.
Call the listener line, 206-222-2428 for your literary recommendations.
This month is Technorama Read a Book Month. How about that?
Or at least recommend a book.
Yeah, recommend a book.
We ought to have, isn't there a social network where you can, you know, see what other people are reading, like you?
You know, there was a site that it was like a social network where you can go on and put a book up to like something you read and say, here you go, here's a little review, and I'm willing to trade it for somebody else, and they could trade books, and you trade books back and forth. It sounded great. I don't know whatever happened to it.
Yeah, I think I remember you mentioning that before.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, where you trade a book, you get points when that person receives it, like feedback, you know, like, yeah, I came on time, da-da-da, and use those points to go and get books from somebody else.
Hmm.
I have to go look for it. That sounded pretty good, yeah.
Someone in the chat room recommends goodreads.com as a possibility. You might want to check there as well.
Okay, cool.
See, we don't need to wait for the voicemail to roll in.
What voicemail? Stinking voicemail.
Chat room's real time. Sunday nights. Be there. Be square.
I'm going to save the transcript.
Oh, man. Dr. Demento. It's pretty good. Dr. Demento.
Yeah.
The first expression of my geekiness, and I guess the first expression of I want to hear something that isn't on the regular radio. Late on Sunday nights was when he played here in Kansas City when I was growing up.
5 a.m. Sunday morning
school,
for me.
Maybe junior high and high school, but especially in high school. Introduced me to Spike Lee.
Spike Jones.
Introduced a whole new generation to Tom, what is his name? The one who was the math professor at Harvard and did all of the interesting songs, you know, the elements, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all the elements.
Uh-huh, I can't remember.
And, just hilarious stuff. And actually was the first radio play for our good friend Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al Yankovic used to send him accordion stuff on cassette tape, and Dr. Demento would play it back in the early 70s. Oh, man, I'm so depressed that you have to pay to hear his stuff, because that really, really brings it back for me. Oh, and another one, by the way, Chuck, I really wouldn't have talked much about what Craig wore to the party, because, you know, he could have shown up in his birthday suit, but I'm bummed. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, well, I went with the tux, though.
Oh, like the Linux icon?
You know what? I'm going to come next year. I'm going to come dressed with nothing but tux painted on my belly.
I'm wearing a tux. Yeah. That would be tasteless.
Yeah.
Try that at the New Media Expo.
Yeah. The Dr. Demento stuff, yeah, they're archive shows. And I think they do streams, but you pay for it. It's not really a podcast like I mentioned. But still, why wouldn't he do a podcast? A little select things from over in the past. That'd be a no-brainer to do.
Maybe because it's licensed music.
Come on. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you don't see a whole lot of licensed music in iTunes podcast list.
Yeah, and that's probably why they charge for it, because do the royalties and all that stuff. So, well, yep.
All right, next one.
Yeah, okay.
Users? You're going to call your listeners users? Yes, that's an insult. We can all read the manual ourselves. We're not users. We're at least administrators. Thanks, bye.
Wait a minute.
No, I tried to suggest something.
There are different levels between users and administrators. There's contributors. There's designers. There's developers. We could stick a whole genre in here, Craig.
Okay. Well, how about this? Maybe for the next couple weeks, let's take a poll and see what people want us to call them.
I don't think we need to stick with any one title. I think he's got something. Really? Users are the listeners who don't contribute.
Nodes.
Nodes.
Yeah. So we got the Technorama network. And they're all nodes.
Oh, yeah. You can figure out why the packets aren't routing properly.
At least on this end of the mic.
And the ICMPs are blocked.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Supernode. Oh, see, look. Coleco Enigma is calling himself a supernode.
I can just see the cape waving in the wind. Yeah. Mask tights. You know, the whole thing.
Da-da-dum. Yeah. Hey, super
there you
nerd.
Go. There's the super. There's your superhero nickname.
Yeah,
it's Super Node.
Yeah, hi, Chuck, Craig. This is Ryan from Oklahoma City, and I just have to say, in regards to the whole Coke pop soda controversy thing, comment. I've split my time pretty evenly both in Oklahoma and Texas most of my life, and I can guarantee that 90-95% of us here in both states say pop. The rest of the time, well, anyone who says Coke is pretty much a transplant. So
from where?
101
Wisconsin.
Bye bye.
No, we don't say Coke for anything but Coke.
No, here, I'm telling you, it's Coke refers to cola-type products.
Not soft for drinks. Everybody.
Well, right, I'm just saying here.
I'm heading there Wednesday. I'm going to do myself a little surveying when I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
I'm going to say, I'd like a Coke and see what they bring me.
I'm sorry,
or
we got
if
Pepsi.
They ask, would you like an orange? Yeah, thanks.
Oh, that's going to be funny.
No Coke, Pepsi.
Wait a minute, how's that going to work? You don't drink caffeine.
Deal with it. I didn't say I'd drink it.
Oh, you do drink it.
No, I didn't say I would drink it.
Oh, you're just going to buy it and let it sit there? Man, you're wasteful. You're not green at all.
Put the flowers in it from the centerpiece. I don't care.
Well, the Mythbusters knocked that one down. You can't put a tree in. Never mind.
We have one email. It's rather long. Had to print that out on the 1401.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this does bring up a good point. Matt writes in about the Wii Virtual Console, and he says, I thought I would share some of my thoughts on the Nintendo Wii Virtual Console with you. First, the Virtual Console is great. It allows me to purchase all the old games I used to play as a kid, and a lot of the games I wish I could play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that means. I have a lot of games I wish I could play, too, but
I was able to play through MAME that I always wanted to play in the arcade, so yeah.
I've also found new games that I didn't know about that turned out to be a lot of fun, but mm-hmm. I do have some regrets with some of the purchases I've made.
Oh, really? Okay.
So with that said, I want to tell you about a really good virtual console review at vc-reviews.com. You will find a list of all currently released games with a rating.
Oh, nice.
So if a game is mediocre, you will know about it and can avoid it. If that isn't enough, they also included clips of the games so you can see what gameplay looks like and decide if it's your kind of game. Finally, they have user comments about the game, which I found helpful.
Sweet.
And then he goes on to mention that the Wii only comes with 512 meg of memory, and you're really left with 275. He's got 58 games that he purchased, but it can only fit 35. So he saves the others off to SD, or you can re-download them.
Yeah, you can tell it where to save them at, right?
I guess. I've never run out because I only own one.
No, I mean, I've seen that option. I haven't. I wouldn't know.
Apparently it's working. And he does have a host of game controllers that he lists out. Nintendo Wii controller, Super Nintendo Classic controller, Nintendo 64 GameCube controller, a.k.a. WaveBird Genesis, Wii controller or Classic controller, TurboGrafx 16 Classic controller. Wow. Overall, I'm very happy with it. And Craig has the one that pushed me towards... Craig was the one that pushed me towards the Wii when I was deciding on an Xbox 360 or a Wii. Craig, thanks again. I've attached a spreadsheet. Oh, I didn't attach that here in the podcast. That's Matt from Casting from the Server Room.
Yep, Matt. Well, I hadn't heard from him in a while.
There we go.
Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up.
It's like an old friend.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help him out with the Wii. I remember we were having that big discussion about that. Which one should I get? And it's like, oh, you're going to love the Wii. So, glad he did.
I do. I
so do. You do too.
Yep.
It's a fun, man.
Haven't
I'm
picked
telling
up Guitar Hero 3 yet. We're still getting our jollies out of what we've got. So when that starts to wear thin, then we'll go look. We made by Sam's Club. If they had had it, we would have picked it up. So it's just one of those incidental things.
I thought you had gotten it.
Uh-uh.
Maybe you hadn't gotten it yet, I guess.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. All right, that takes us to the end of the show. We appreciate your support. If you like the show, there are many ways to show your love. There's the listener line, as we mentioned before, 206-222-2428. That's how most of these people got a hold of us.
Because they frog in the throat.
You're getting choked up, too.
Too many voice impersonations earlier in the show.
Listen up, everybody. Please call in and leave any books that you're reading now or books that you read in the past that made an impact on you that I should maybe pick up, or anybody else that you can recommend.
You can also email us at technorama@chuckchat.com. The website, www.chuckchat.com, for all the forum swag, webcam, all that other good stuff. There's also a donation in the tip jar, one-time or monthly micropayment, and I'd like to announce this special announcement during the month of February, at least. Kind of depends on when I get in the mood to switch it back. We're going to have our intro specials. Look for the banner on the left-hand side of the website. Intros are going to be on sale half price in February. So if you've been thinking about that purchase and going, I don't know, $20 is a little too much for 2006.
We just helped everybody answer what they can get their spouse for Valentine's.
There you go. The Technorama intros.
They'll love you for it. I swear.
And if that doesn't work, there's St. Patrick's Day. Easter's coming up. Easter, they're great Easter basket stuffers. So we'll have those on sale. Maybe we'll carry this into March. Don't know.
Yeah.
But if you go to the website and it still says $20, it means I haven't gotten there yet. I will be changing that early in the week of February 4th. So be kind. Give me a minute or two. We've had a lot to do, and I've got some business travel to do this week. But hopefully while I'm on the road, I can find a hi-fi Wi-Fi hotspot.
It sounded great.
Throwback to the 60s when they used to call things hi-fis.
Yeah. Hi-fi. Hey, babe.
Want to come and listen to my hi-fi? Now it's want to come and use my Wi-Fi?
I remember my dad taking me to a stereo store one time. It's just, come on. I guess we still have those. It's called Best Buy, right? No.
Yeah, that's right. You could also give us a review on iTunes, Music Store, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, or any other one of the many podcast directories. Thanks to the following people who donate their time and talent to keep Technorama going. Mad Mar for providing the great blog content during the week. You've got to subscribe to the full blog RSS feed to get all those stories, or visit the website regularly. A hilarity of weird stuff that he comes back with. Scott Reynolds and Ustream for keeping our modest live streams going on Sunday nights. We appreciate that very much. You can join us in the chat room every Sunday live, irc.freenode.net. Channel name is Pound Technorama. If you don't have an IRC client, you can go to the website, chuckchat.com/webcam. There's a Java client there. No technical expertise required. This show is a member of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media at farpointmedia.net. Until next time, Craig, tell them about Technorama, tell your friends, and give us a binary high five.
It's up and it's good. 101.
We ain't leaving till we're heaving.